Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection to the modification?
Object.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blocked Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer's move yesterday to immediately approve President Trump's request to increase individual stimulus checks to $2,000. The Treasury Department has begun issuing the $600 payments. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders also tried to force a vote on the increase before the Senate considers overriding Trump's veto of the military spending bill. That vote could come any day. Meanwhile, McConnell says the Senate would begin a process to consider bigger payments, but only paired with two other demands from President Donald Trump, protecting alleged election security and removing some legal protections for technology companies, both personal issues for the president. Democrats are unlikely to support either measure, but the maneuver could give Republicans the ability to say they supported the increase, and Democrats blocked it. Some Republicans say they support the increase, including both Georgia's Republican senators facing a tense runoff election next Tuesday. Senator David Perdue expressed this new position on Fox News yesterday.
I'm delighted to support the president in this $2,000. It's really a $1,400 increment over what we've already done. And I think with the vaccine coming, I think this is absolutely appropriate. So I fully support what the president is doing right now.
Georgia Democratic Senate candidate, the Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, encouraged voters to usher in new leadership earlier this week.
As we consider a Congress that has taken 8 and 9 months to do anything, to provide just a little bit of COVID relief, and it's not nearly enough, it still seems to be the case that our leaders have a heart problem. You will perform moral surgery on a nation in need of heart.
A federal judge also blocked two Georgia counties Monday from purging around 4,000 voters from the rolls before the January 5th runoff that determines political control of the Senate. So far, early voting has broken all Georgia's records for runoff elections. President-elect Joe Biden protested the speed of the vaccine rollout at a virtual press conference yesterday.
The effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should. If it continues to move as it is now, it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
Biden wants 100 million shots of the vaccine delivered within his first 100 days in office, and that means more funding.
It would take ramping up 5 to 6 times the current pace to 1 million shots a day.
Jeffrey Levy, professor of health policy and management at George Washington University, gives the Trump administration some credit for Operation Warp Speed.
They really pushed hard and pushed the envelope on creating a vaccine as quickly as possible. They did not make a parallel investment in building a distribution system that would assure that those vaccines could get into people's arms.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.